You've been following this export-import bank debacle, if you want to call it that. Congress, I guess, seems to just continue to punt the ball down the road and leave everybody in limbo. But before we dive into your side of the story, back up and give us the core basics of what the bank is and what it means to American workers, basically.
Absolutely. It's a bank that most people have never heard of. And quite frankly, that's why it's not getting the attention it deserves. But it is an institution in our government that is absolutely vital to supporting jobs right here at home and exports of our products overseas. The bank finances, actually guarantees financing of projects that are large and expensive, but most importantly, that provide literally hundreds of thousands, actually 1.5 million jobs to Americans. And Congress has been in, like so many issues, has been in a crazy partisan battle on this, philosophical battle, and they've let the bank expire. And at risk are jobs all over the country, tons of jobs in Texas alone. There's over 135,000 jobs that are supported in Texas because of the bank, $21 billion of exports. So this is a pretty important institution in the federal government, and one that we just can't afford to see let expire.